This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Tuesday, November 29th. Well, we had cattle markets extending their pressure yesterday in both the live cattle and the feeders. So the further we move away from the highs that were put in just last week, I think we further confirmed that we have found our seasonal highs. Normally they come in around that first week of December, but nothing saying it can't come in a little bit earlier than that. And it sure looks like that's what we have established. We've got double tops forming on the Dece, the Feb, the Aprils. It's basically more of a triple top there. But again, the market has come under a fair amount of pressure. And it looks like that's probably going to stick around. That downward momentum is going to stick around for a while. In feeders, we had a little bit, actually quite a bit different formation than the live cattle. In feeders, the sell-off from mid-August to mid-October basically was just met with a big ABC type of correction to the upside over these last couple month and a half or so, these last several weeks. And with the breakdown that we've had over the last three sessions, it certainly appears that we're starting another leg down, which would take out the October low at least and get us below that if you're going to take those legs of equal length from the late summer sell-off to this one. It takes us down to that 169 to 170 level, which is a major support on the weekly chart. So I don't think we'll do any worse than that, but that's still a fair sell-off to the downside if that were to happen. So kind of hard to come up with fundamental reasons that would happen other than live cattle coming under pressure, which I could certainly see happening. The stock market continues lower. China continues to be in civil unrest, and you start to have, you know, increased fears of recession or just lack of China demand, then all of those things could combine to have a pretty healthy move to the downside, not only in the stock market, but in the beef market as well, which tends to be affected by big moves in the stock market. So I think that there is still some risk to the downside, even though in the bigger picture, we are in a phase of declining. You know, the herd has been declining for a few years now, getting into some pretty tight supplies of calves, and we're looking at yet another smaller calf crop coming at us here starting in just a month or so. So I, you know, yeah, there's a bullish picture to be told here in the longer term, but short term, I think we're due for some headwinds here over the next few weeks at least. Cash markets were quiet yesterday. You know, most of that buying done was done by midweek last week, but the box beef values have been pretty volatile here over these last few days. Last week we saw the choice lose $4 to the select, taking the spread down to 17.5, which is the lowest that we had seen since June. But just yesterday alone, the choice gained $8.50 over the select. So the choice was up 270 at 255. Select was down 584 at 229. So that spread picked up 854. We're sitting back up to 26, which is the highest we've been in a couple weeks now. Movement was 85 loads. So kind of light for a Monday, but we've got some holiday disruptions going on. So just these huge swings in the box beef, pretty interesting to see. In a cash trade last week that was strong, up $4 or $5 in the Southern Plains and up $2 to $3 in the Central Plains and Midwest. Cash markets have been strong. Box beef has struggled and was already starting to slip, but now we're seeing quite a bit of volatility between the two, the choice and the select. So normally by early December, retailers and packers are pretty much wrapped up with their buying for the holidays. You might see a scramble, try to fill in some gaps, but usually you're pretty much done by then. And that's what tends to push the markets higher, the cash markets and the futures, into early December. But after that, then you start preparing for post-holiday demand, which typically is your lower grade cuts of beef and a lot of hamburger. So that's why your choice tends to lose to select. But that certainly was not the case yesterday. So maybe we're seeing the scrambling going on, but still you wouldn't expect to see select be down so hard. It would just be more of a push up in the choice if there was, you know, a scramble trying to fill some gaps in some mark in one of the cuts yesterday. But either way, the market is clearly coming under quite a bit of volatility. Some of that could be uncertainty, again, with the stock market down over 400, China riots, well, not riots, but protests going on in many parts of the country, you know, creating quite a bit of concern about government pushback. It looks like the government is softening a little bit on their stance as far as COVID lockdowns, but they're not going to give it up. They're certainly not going to cave in to protests. So this creates, again, a lot of conflict across the country. And that's a big deal. It matters to the world what's going on in China. They're a massive consumer, they're a massive producer, and the world's second largest economy. So what happens there matters around the rest of the world. Similar to here, what happens here matters to the rest of the world. So we look for beef markets to, I think, you know, they might get a bounce here. They might find some support just because we've had a pretty good push to the downside. But I think we're going to work our way lower through much of December and probably find a little bit of a bump up as you get into January. But I think we've got some work to do to the downside before we complete the formations, kind of get back in line with longer term support levels to start what I think will be a pretty strong market into the spring and summer. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.